Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
And happy anniversary to Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman, 9 years married today.
Do you think he has the Hero Boyfriend app that we were talking about a little while ago to help him remember the anniversary?
Yes, and yes. Maybe a Superman t-shirt. You know, just to...
Yeah.
Because the Superman tattoo just means I'm a douche, but the Superman t-shirt means that's really cute, you know?
I didn't know that.
Oh, God, the Superman tattoo people are going to email me, aren't they?
They are now. Yeah, that's okay. You get the Superman tattoo people, I get the cat people. We're good.
Unless a woman held you down and said, you are such a Superman, I'm going to tattoo the Superman logo on your arm, then I think that's very romantic.
Okay.
You can't just decide you're Superman and give yourself a Superman tattoo.
Only Clark Kent can do that. Remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. And he didn't have a tattoo. He just had the cape.
Well, see, that's
the
thing. Because when you're Superman,
yes,
you don't need a tattoo to prove it. It's 8:40. Campbell and Farwell.
You know what?
Completely off the rails
full
now.
Full disclosure. I dated a guy who had a Superman tattoo.
Shocking.
Actually, after I found out about it, I was like,
where was the tattoo?
Well, where do you think it was? It's where everybody can see it, of course. Of course. So, yeah, anyway, maybe that's poisoned my mind against people who give themselves superhero tattoos. Perhaps I'm wrong. Am I wrong?
You can't judge a book by its cover. You can't judge a gender by one tattoo.
Like, but getting a Superman tattoo screams, I think I'm Superman. Getting a Batman tattoo is just like, I'm kind of a comic book nerd and I love Batman. What, you know what I mean? You don't think, the person who gets a Batman tattoo, you don't think that they think they're Batman.
This is getting really interesting.
It's true. It's true.
Did you date a guy with a Batman tattoo too?
No, I did not. Huh. No.
Can we go through Spider-Man? Because he's my favorite.
Yeah.
I've never seriously considered a Spider-Man tattoo. But
no, I think that's wise.
If I was going to tattoo a superhero on my person, it would be Spider-Man.
Yes, because he's your favorite.
Right.
But that wouldn't mean...
And that would be okay?
I think so.
That wouldn't mean I was bitten by a radioactive spider and got superpowers?
I think maybe I'm digging too deeply into this and I should just let
it go.
Well,
no, that's why I said this is getting very interesting. Okay, so no to the Superman tattoo, but
unless
if you want Batman...
Unless the girl
puts it on
you
down
and
yes.
puts it on
if
you.
She can tattoo it to you.
Yes.
So could you go for a tattoo appointment together? You get Superman, she gets Supergirl.
I don't think so.
No? Because Helen Slater was pretty good in the movie.
Yeah.
What about Aquaman? Can I have Aquaman?
I don't know who that is. Does that mean you're a very good swimmer?
Sort of.
I've got webbed feet. What does that mean?
He doesn't have webbed feet, but yes, he's an excellent swimmer.
Okay, well, okay.
Just like Rain Man was an excellent driver.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well... Maybe I shouldn't have been so quick to judge.
Okay, well now, would you judge me?
I only knew one person with a Superman tattoo.
Would you judge me if I put a tattoo of the Flash on my person?
Because
I think that would be, if I'm a guy, do I really want that?
Yeah, you
He's
don't want to be
fast.
Known as being fast.
Right.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that either.
Except when I run the bases in baseball, which I'm not.
Maybe.
But I could be.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Campbell and Farwell, mornings on Country 106.7.